My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to capture what I once saw onto video.
Is there anybody here?
Oh my God.
With no big camera crews following us around, I am joined only by my fellow investigator Nick Groff and our equipment tech Aaron Goodwin. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active paranormal locations where we will spend an entire night being locked down from dusk until dawn.
If this is the portal of hell, well, why don't you come up out of that ground and get us?
Raw.
Did someone just scratch me?
Extreme.
Stop running!
These are our ghost adventures.
Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Occasionally Florida Geek Scene, when I have time to upload it.
Yeah.
And Podbean.
And I am your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author.
Halloween.
And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatchers.
The con guy.
The guy
at the cons next to the dude in the clover suit.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
It's October!
It is October!
I know!
It's October 3rd, people.
Yeah, and we started off October 1st, right, with Not For Air. It's all Halloween this month.
Yeah, all Halloween all the time.
Yep, so if you don't like Halloween, you can kindly go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I know, I've already started saying Happy Halloween to people, and they're like, what are you talking about? It's not time. And I'm like, yes, it is!
Yeah, fucker, it's time.
Yes, it is.
It's like legit fucking time.
Yep.
Look, I explained this on Not For Air the other day, and I'm going to explain it again, because people don't seem to fucking get it. Mm-hmm. Except for people like Truant, Tony Jenkins, the people we hang out with, all the authors and stuff that we know. Basically, it's like this. We are horror fans, obviously, all fucking year round.
Mm-hmm.
All year round, we love horror. That doesn't change.
Yeah.
But in October, this is when we go Super Saiyan 3.
Yes.
Like, this is when we're like, all right, A-game this season.
Full on.
And we got a whole month to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't much.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
And so people are like, oh, you're weird. Fuck you. Look, you can have your Christmas and you can have your everything else and bitch about your stupid shit you do every day. But this month is our month and we're going to fucking enjoy it.
That's right.
So even though we live in a state where it's too fucking hot.
Yep.
We're going to enjoy it.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of basic, Justin is currently drinking a Starbucks coffee with pumpkin spice in it. So he is a basic bitch.
I got my fucking white girl shit going on
here. He's a basic bitch.
I don't understand where that came from.
I don't either, but I just wanted to point that out.
Basic bitch, huh?
Yep, he is a basic bitch.
Yeah, but it's already a good start. So we're also doing this thing where we do a podcast a day for 31 days, a mini podcast, like 10 minutes, where I review a movie that I like. So I'm not going off of a popular list or anything like that. I'm just talking about shit I watch and shit I like.
Yep.
So
we got it all figured out.
And at the end of the month, besides Spooky, which we'll get to, Reanimator is going to be with Morbid
on the big
movies.
Screen with Morbid Movies in Lake Worth.
Yep. So you're excited about
very
that
one. Very excited.
You couldn't make the last one, but I talked to those guys on Saturday. They were cool.
Yep.
They're doing well. They had a nice booth. Everybody was cool, and I did an interview. That'll be up soon. Yep. All the PompCon interviews will be up soon. I've just been really busy.
Yeah. And I'm excited because Justin's never seen Reanimator.
No, it's true. I know I'm losing some cred, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, but he's going to get to see it on the big screen.
Yes, I'm waiting. It's on Netflix, but I want to wait.
Yeah, so.
The other ones, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I've seen, I didn't see Battle Royale, but I didn't go to that one. But I saw Evil Dead 2, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Chainsaw, of course. Mm-hmm. But now we get to see Reanimator on the big screens. That's cool.
So that's very awesome.
Very awesome.
Yes. And at the beginning of the show, we played our favorite ghost hunting crew.
Yeah, right.
Ghost Bros. Ghost Adventures.
All right. Now, I know a lot of you out there probably are friends with Zach, and that's cool. I'm not going to, that's whatever. First of all, a lot of stuff we do is all for fun. Second of all... on Saturday nights, when I go out and I come home. Nicole usually doesn't go out that much. She's already in bed watching TV, so I'm like, nah, we got to throw on Ghost Bros.
Yes.
And then we make depending on the episode, we make fun of it. Well, we make fun of them all because it's not that I don't believe in ghosts or nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's all plausible. It's just that it seems so fucking ridiculous now.
And it's just
on Travel Channel.
It's like even if nothing is happening, it is like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the other thing I love is the fact that at the beginning that opening he says, with no big camera crews following us around. But they have this whole, like, center.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Set up now. And, like, they have camera crews with them. It's not just the three of them anymore. They got all these people, you know.
Yeah.
It's just really funny to me because it's like, no big camera crews following us around. You know, and it's like, yeah, you do.
You like my new axe?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's funny.
Hey, you're going to see me over. I'm doing signings over at Aeropostale later.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Ghost Bros.
I live in Vegas, man.
Does he?
He's from Vegas,
it's all showmanship there.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look at from where he was when he started with that documentary that he filmed.
Yeah.
To where he's at now.
Yeah, oh, and, you know, kudos to him. I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, like.
He's turned it into something.
Yeah, but look at him now where it's not even, like, who he was
anymore. Yeah. Oh, well, no.
Hollywood.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But, like, it's just so bad that other horror movies have parodied him.
Yeah.
What was the one? Was it 13 Degrees from Hell with Corey Feldman? And they had the one guy?
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Good for
six
you,
degrees.
Zach.
6 degrees, something like that.
Yeah, something.
But, no, it was just it's just funny, too, because I used to watch it regularly. Like, every week I would watch it because there was nothing on.
I watch it because it's entertaining, not because
it is entertaining.
Yeah.
But. I'm amazed, not that I don't believe that there's a lot of locations that are haunted.
Right.
I do. I believe there's a lot of locations everywhere that are haunted, but it's just amazing to me that they're on, like, what, their 9th season or something?
12th?
11th? I don't know.
It's been on for a while.
Okay. How many places are you going to find?
All of them.
I swear. But, he started doubling up, though. He started going back to ones he had already been to.
Here's what I think should happen.
What?
Here's my pitch, Travel Channel and Zach Baggins, Baggins, whatever your name is. Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Next season, they should actually go to haunts.
Mm-hmm.
Not haunted houses, like haunts.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, come at me, guy in the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, go to haunts and talk about how scary that is.
Yeah.
That's a better show than running around with the green camera with a spirit box that's all wired up.
Yeah. You hear that? Did you hear that?
Hey, Breaker Breaker, this is 95. I'm down the highway.
Yeah.
Was that the ghost of a trucker spirit? No, it was a trucker down the fucking road.
Yeah, exactly. There's one right on the highway out there. You're at a truck stop.
Were we in a truck stop bathroom? The most horrifying thing in the world. There you go. That's Ghost Bros.
Uh-huh.
It's fun. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
We're like uber excited about Halloween.
We are.
Again, like this whole month, it's all fucking Halloween stuff.
Yep.
And I got some bullshit the other day, some trolling from an old friend. I posted a picture I took a while ago of Ginger Snaps, the Blu-ray, and I got Wolf Cop on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
And this friend of mine, sort of, that I knew here,
mm-hmm.
he was all like, that's not really horror or Halloween related. I'm like, it's horror movies and there's monsters. So, yeah, barely. I'm like, no. So I finally posted a picture of Freddy's like, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, really? First of all, Wolf Cop's cool and Ginger Snaps is a great movie. So go fuck yourself.
They're both horror movies.
I know.
Wolf Cop's a horror comedy, but it's still a horror movie.
It's a werewolf
movie. If you've seen the first transformation...
Yeah, it's pretty
good. It's a fucking horror movie, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Exploding penis.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, anyway, so that's that. So, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to play some tunes here. We actually...
penis.
Peanuts. That's not a pickle.
It's not a zucchini.
Yeah, right. No, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got Spooky coming up. We'll talk about that. More people have been at it. We have... haunts, a couple haunts we can promote that I know. We did a haunt interview last week. Plus, Fright Nights is coming up. Yep. And Morbid movies, we talked about that. So, yeah, just and our movies that we love. Plus, we saw an awesome movie last night
that
was actually more better than I thought it could have been.
It was more entertaining than we expected. It scared the fuck out of me for a little while anyway.
Which is weird because I was laughing about it being PG-13 before that.
Yeah, but you were having a fit because it's PG-13.
I know, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But anyway, right now we're going to play some...
tunes.
Cavaver Man. I think I said it right. Those guys are awesome. I played a little bit on his show the other day. It's on Podunk anyway, but, you know, enjoy. After all, it's Halloween, so, and, you know. Plus, there was a supermoon.
Yes, there was. We'll talk about that, too.
So, yeah, werewolves.
Come out of me, home.
Yeah, we're back. How's it going?
Hey, it's going.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You having fun there, guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm done. Bye. It's October!
Woo!
I know, I'm still excited.
Yeah.
But no, it's cool because Sci-Fi's starting to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
AMC, kind of. I think their Fear Fest starts officially, like...
Next week.
Is it starting
I next? Think it's next week because
Walking Dead
starts on Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
So, on the 11th, when we're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
Right, right. We're doing that for our anniversary.
Yeah.
I know, isn't it nice this year we're not as stressed?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not, like, doing a wedding?
No, we're already married, so.
Yeah, so we're good there.
Yeah.
Last year was cool, but it was like, whew.
Yeah.
We're exhausted by the fucking time we got the spooky. This year, I think, will be a little bit better.
Yeah, we're not trying to do quite as much this month.
No,
yeah.
We got a couple things coming up. That's really it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the whole month is awesome.
Yes.
So, it's not fall really here in Florida yet, but it's a nice breeze today.
Yeah, it's actually really pretty outside today, so.
And my pumpkin spice latte.
You basic bitch.
Ha ha!
Speaking of,
yeah?
We started watching Scream.
Scream Queens, not Scream.
Yeah, Scream
God.
Queens.
God. I can't believe they're selling that shitty mask at the fucking
Party
City.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Scream Queens, let me just say... That going into this, I was like, I don't know. Glee was okay. I never really got into Glee.
No, I didn't watch Glee.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis, though.
Yes, I do,
she's
too.
She's the original Scream Queen.
That's the reason I wanted to watch it.
Well, between her and, who was it, Marilyn Burns from, she could scream over in Texas Chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like before. But Jamie Lee Curtis with Halloween really kind of, and Prom Night. Yeah, Prom Night.
And The Fog.
And The Fog really kind of, you know, did
well,
that.
Well, she said that she couldn't get a part. After she did Halloween.
Right.
And John Carpenter actually wrote The Fog for her.
That was nice of him.
Yeah. He wrote that part for her in The Fog.
That was good.
Because he didn't understand why, like, the only work she could get was Love Boat with her mom.
And then, yeah, so I like Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't mind Emma Roberts. She's not as a B-movie list as her father.
No.
Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Fucking Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
But Emma's all right. Like, she's good in, what's that movie we like? We Are the Millers?
Yeah.
She was good in that.
Yeah.
But that's really it. Scream 4, I couldn't stand.
No, Scream 4 was terrible.
Yeah. So, Scream Queens is a TV show on Fox.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, here we go. They're going to make this.
Well, it's Ryan Murphy, too. He did Glee, but he also did American Horror Story.
Which one? The first one? Murder House?
He did them all. He's done them all.
Oh, and he's still doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Emma Roberts has been in
American Horror
quite
Story.
A few of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But he wrote this with Jamie Lee Curtis in mind, and he said that if Jamie Lee Curtis couldn't do it or wouldn't do it,
he wasn't
going to do the show. So, it's all riding on Jamie Lee Curtis.
And it's kind of interesting to have Jamie Lee Curtis on a TV show.
Yes.
Because... Let's be clear, everybody.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis is, as far as stardom goes, she's up here.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she doesn't like
she's
horror.
Hollywood royalty.
Yeah.
Well, her father was Tony Curtis.
Right.
Her mother was Janet Leigh from Psycho.
Yeah.
I mean...
And she's been in other stuff besides horror.
Yeah.
True Lies.
Yep.
Trading Places.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis has done a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Including movies with Lindsay Lohan. So...
Yeah.
There you go. But I mean...
Fish Called Wanda.
Yep, Fish Called Wanda. So Jamie Lee Curtis has a whole... And she's older now, but she doesn't look bad.
No. She looks very good.
And I think she did go to that horror convention that was centered around Halloween, like, for an anniversary.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, considering it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, she did, like, a one-time...
thing.
It was a one-time... And I think it was Horror Hound, actually.
Yeah.
Horror Hound she went to. She said she would go to one convention, and that was the one she chose to go to, and they did a whole thing for Halloween.
And she did the. We heard her last year on the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was correcting John Carpenter.
That was like, funny.
He's like, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
That was high.
Yeah.
I'm high now.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But, so Scream Queens is basically about a college.
A sorority.
So it already kind of has this Sorority Row kind of feel, which wasn't a bad movie, too, it turns out.
Yeah.
With Emma Roberts being like queen bitch,
mm-hmm.
and Jamie Lee Curtis is the dean.
Dean, and she hates
Emma Roberts.
She hates Emma Roberts, but she also hates the sorority.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the dad's Oliver Hudson.
Yeah,
of the one main girl now who looks familiar, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah, well, they basically The sorority has a secret. They had a girl die after giving birth in a bathtub.
Because they were too busy partying.
They were too busy partying. She bled out in the bathtub.
Yep. 1995.
So
20 years later.
They have this secret, and now it's become this sorority of shallow, rich,
bitchy
girls. And
it's got Abigail Breslin in it.
Breslin, yeah. She's Abigail good. Breslin, yeah. And the dean, Jamie Lee Curtis, is now forcing them to take on
everybody,
because they were exclusive. They wouldn't let people of race or different.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, and so
but funny. It's
it is very funny. It's borderline offensive in some places, but they get away with it because of the way it, because you just like Emma Roberts. You so love to hate her. You love to hate her.
Like, there's something likable about her, but then again, she's awful.
Yeah. Because I think they walk that line with her, especially where you see what kind of person she probably really would be if all of these things hadn't happened, and she's in this position where she has to act like this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of inside jokes and things like that. Genre,
the humor's really good.
Genre jokes, you know, is a lot of that.
A lot of horror movie. A
lot of horror movie. Nostalgia.
So if you like Mean Girls and you like Scream or you like Halloween, it's kind of all...
Yeah, it's all that stuff rolled into one. But it's also a mystery. We don't know who the killer or killers are.
There's two, because we saw them with the Baseball Furies.
Yeah.
That's what that was like. Those guys were like the Baseball Furies from the Warriors, and they all got drunk. The boyfriend's a total douchebag.
Yes.
Joe Jonas is in it. He's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's gay, yeah.
Yeah.
Lea Michele, they turned into Frankenstein.
And now she looks like she normally looks. Yeah, they fixed her all up. But she's psycho. She likes dead bodies.
Yeah,
and
she's weird.
Yeah.
So it's just, you have to watch it. Take her word for it. It's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, catch up on demand now, because it's already three episodes in. So
it's I'm already the kind of thing that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I am too.
I like it better like Scream. Scream was awful.
Yeah, we didn't like Scream.
You know why? This is an original movie. A show.
Original show, yeah.
It's not based on another show.
Yeah, or another,
a movie.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
That it's, I mean, you can see where the inspirations come from.
Oh, yeah.
And even though it's on TV, they get away with a lot of, I mean, this is prime time TV, too.
Yeah, Fox, but it's Fox, and Fox, you know, stands by Ryan Murphy, because, you know, American Horror Story, all that stuff.
But the chainsaw, the fucking mascot fight.
Well, is American Horror Story on Fox or is it on AMC?
FX.
Oh, it's on FX. Okay. Because...
Which is owned by Fox.
Okay, but FX...
Is a little harder.
Is a little more...
Edgier.
Liberal, because, like, in the first series of American Horror Story, they showed Dylan McDermott...
Ass,
but he was masturbating on screen.
Oh, they did. Look, they had it where a guy was fucking the couch in fucking Nip Tuck. So
yeah,
these are the same people that were on Nip Tuck.
Yeah,
Let's Sunny.
Yes,
Charlie Day.
Yeah,
and all those guys, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
that's that channel above 10 o'clock.
Yes,
The Shield was a whole other show.
Yeah,
Shield was good though.
So, but yeah, but also American Horror Story Hotel is coming.
Yes,
and Lady Gaga, and I am just fascinated at this point, because I'm not a huge Lady Gaga fan. I like some of her stuff,
right?
Her early stuff,
yeah.
Not, you know,
after the Fame Monster kind of went.
Yeah,
down.
I give her credit. She has some talent. I do give her credit, and
she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing, and but apparently, you know, this is a haunted hotel, but also she's a vampire.
Of
a certain persuasion, she's a vampire. We're not sure exactly what kind of vampire she is. There's not the fangs and sleeping in the coffin vampires. She's like a classic countess, kind of like almost like Elizabeth Bathory kind of a thing.
Yeah. Homeboy's in it.
Bomer.
Neil Caffrey.
Matt Bomer.
Yeah, Bomer. I like Matt Bomer.
So there's supposed to be, you know, a lot of sex and blood in it. So I'm actually kind of fascinated.
You weren't in the Freak Show.
No, I didn't like Freak Show. And I didn't... I didn't watch Coven. That just didn't do it. I think because Asylum threw me off.
Yeah.
I didn't like Asylum that much. I loved the first series, Murder House. I loved the first series. And I started watching Asylum, and it just wasn't...
Nah.
It just wasn't doing it for me. And then I watched, like, the end of it to see what happened. But...
You weren't into it.
And I wasn't into it. And then the coven wasn't really my thing. And then, right. you know, because that was more like a horror drama kind of a thing. And I really didn't.
You didn't want that.
No. And then Freak Show was just a little bit too much for me. I just, you know, that was.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm excited about Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Scream Queens looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you should watch that if you're into that. I mean, mm-hmm. I was surprised how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what should, how long have we been doing this? Yeah, it's about 10 minutes almost. Anyway, what else is going on this month? Real quick, we could talk about how we love the fact that even if you own a movie, even if you own it on Blu-ray or DVD
mm-hmm.
or on VHS somewhere,
mm-hmm.
when a horror movie marathon comes on TV, it's still awesome to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
And I talked about this on Not For
but
Air.
But it depends but on what it is.
Well, it depends on what it is. Now, granted, they cut it mostly slasher movies to shit. I agree. It sucks. But at the same time, when a Friday the 13th marathon is on, you sit down, you shut up, and you watch it.
Well, and the thing is, okay, and
or Halloween.
I agree with that, but the thing is those are when they show the older movies like that, they don't cut as much out of those.
It's the newer ones.
It's the newer ones. Like Cabin in the Woods. They take away a lot of the funny stuff and a lot of the stuff that makes it interesting because they have to
censor
to cut it out because you can't, you know, but that's the stuff that makes it funny or yeah. that makes it entertaining, you know. Same thing with the new Nightmare and the new
there's nothing good about the new Nightmares.
Enough.
I'm just saying.
Well, I know you don't like it, but I'm just saying this is the modern retellings of things.
Yeah.
Like Friday the 13th.
Well, that's all cut out.
Yeah, that's all cut out because it's all naked. Yeah.
Well, it's a Friday the 13th movie.
I know, but in the old films they don't cut that much out.
No.
They don't have to.
No. That's true. I'm just saying, I like for the older stuff and stuff.
Yes.
There's a lot of movies that I have seen, thanks to sci-fi, that I'd come home drunk back in the day, and it'd be on. And I'd be like, well, this is on. I'm going to watch this movie. And I've never seen it. I'm like, this is pretty good. Boo was one of them.
Yeah.
Who Anthony C. Ferreira now makes fucking Sharknadoes.
Yep.
So, awesome. So I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, I like AMC, you know, sci-fi. I know right now, for some reason, the world's got this big Hocus Pocus hard on.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, I like Hocus Pocus. It was all right.
Never.
No?
Nope. Never did anything for me.
No?
Nope.
I think it was all right. I never really got, like, the biggest thrill of it.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get
it. I think I liked the Ernest movie a lot better.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, that's cool, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, no, no. Do your thing. But I'm like,
you don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't.
Suddenly, only this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand it because everybody's got movies that they feel that way about. Like, you know, how I am about The Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
You know.
Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yeah. Just the Ichabod part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ichabod and Crane and The Headless Horseman, the Disney one.
I gotcha.
You know, I understand why I feel that way, but not everybody feels that way.
Yeah.
You know, and Great Pumpkin. Like, some people love The Great Pumpkin, and then other people are like, eh, that's The Great Pumpkin.
I like The Grinch.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm
Christmas.
Not, and I don't love The Grinch.
Oh, I love
it. I like the cartoon.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what you're talking about, okay?
Oh, yeah. I don't talk about that shitty movie.
Yeah, that movie. Oh, no.
No.
Disgusting.
We talk about the awesome animation
yes.
narrated by Boris Karloff.
Yes. Yes.
The fucking mummy here in Frankenstein.
Yes.
But I do like The Great Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of the other Charlie Brown ones.
No, and I don't either.
I'm not the biggest peanut guy.
No, I know. I'm not either. Penis.
Yeah, penis. But I do love The Great Pumpkin.
I do too.
Because I'm a Halloween guy.
Yeah.
You know, just like I like Halloween Town from Disney, believe it or not.
I think that one especially because the majority of us in this generation grew up on that.
Yeah.
The Great Pumpkin every year was one of the big, and there weren't a lot of Halloween specials. You know,
yeah.
It's like you maybe got Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Maybe Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Do you remember Fat Albert?
Yeah, I know who Fat Albert
no,
is.
No, the Halloween cartoon.
Yeah.
And then Great Pumpkin. Those are the three things. Not like at Christmas time when you get every version of Rudolph and the Christmas Carol
right,
and all that shit.
Right.
You know, so it was like The Great Pumpkin was like the one Halloween show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a long time. So, and I think that's part of it. Because plus, every one of us can remember all of those things. You know, like going and going trick-or-treating, making your costume, hanging out with the neighborhood kids, running
bombing
around.
Bombing for apples.
Bombing for apples. Yeah. You know, all that stuff. Because they don't do it now. They don't do it like they used to do it. Now it's all trunk-or-treat and,
I don't know what that
you
is.
Know, festivals. When all the
no,
cars...
No, I know what it is. I'm saying I don't know what it is. I know what it is. I'm just like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, it's not, you know, you
oh,
don't...
Oh, everybody's scared of everything now.
Yeah, well, you don't, you know, you don't go hang out in the pumpkin patch I and would. You don't go look for pumpkins right. and... You know, people, a lot of people don't carve their own pumpkins anymore. And, you know, I mean, it's lazy. Changed so much. It's not lazy. It's people aren't made that way anymore. They don't grow up that way anymore. It's like get out the one that you can plug in and you get out the one that's already carved up and the foam ones. And I don't have anything against that. We use those for the wedding, but that was to keep them after
forever.
The fact, you know.
There's our Jack and Sally.
Sally one, yeah, right there. But,
yeah.
You know, so it's just not the traditions that used to be. It used to be, you know, come home from school, you get your costume on, or if you had it on all day, you take it off, have dinner, costume on, street lights are coming on, it's time to go trick-or-treating. Yeah. It's getting dark, let's go up and down the street, you know.
I remember.
And now, well, the other thing is I remember when I lived in Pennsylvania. The last couple of years I lived in Pennsylvania before we moved down here. Mom and I would do the trick or treat. We would sit out on our porch
and hand out candy.
And we would sit out there with we'd wrap ourselves in blankets, and I'd have horror music playing on the iPod.
Yeah,
you know, like the Great Pumpkin and all kinds of like Freddy and all that stuff. I'd have it playing on the music on the porch, and you know, people would come and you'd get to see all the kids dressed up and everything. But the thing that drove me crazy was people would come from all over the place in cars and just let the kids out.
Yep.
And then get them all back in, drive to the next neighborhood, get the kids out. What happened to walking?
Who knows?
You know?
I don't know.
So I'm sorry for that little diatribe about.
It's all right. Let's play some tunes.
All right.
Earlier heard, some good stuff. So now we're going to play some other good stuff. Because here we go. Anyway, we're going to play some music, and we'll come back and talk about Spooky.
Yes.
And things like that, because it's awesome. Anyway, we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet little town of Salem's Lot.
Party.
like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say, well, once upon a time it was a sweetheart. A pretty girl's lips are red.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
It's true. It is.
It is.
It's like you get double dose of horror this month on this channel because Not For Air is going to be playing horror music too. And
I know.
Doing that kind of thing. So, yeah. You know, we're awesome. Yeah. Oh, The Hole.
Yeah.
Not the movie from that we saw before from England with Laura Birch. And Keira Knightley. Is that pre-Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very flat chested.
That
has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's
I think pirates whatever. Would have been better if they had some pirate sex on them.
Oh, okay.
With Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And then he gets sucked into the bed.
When he's dirty.
Yar.
Anyway.
Cthulhu. That's who they fought.
I know, baby.
No! I'm out. Anyway. So The Hole last night.
Right.
Was that not the best episode of Goosebumps you've
ever seen? I watched? Know. No, it was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
It really was. Joe Dante's on a roll.
I swear. Burying the Axe and that, I mean.
Burying the Axe was good.
It was okay. I didn't love it.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't love it.
It's better than Fright Night.
No, it wasn't.
I'm just kidding.
No, it was not. but The Hole is about this family. It's these two brothers and their mom move into this house, and the kids are playing in the basement, the creepy basement, and discover this padlocked trap door.
And the whole time we're watching it, we're like, no.
Don't open it.
No.
Yeah.
We're like, leave it alone.
Yeah. Go upstairs. So first they tried to cut the locks, and that didn't work. So then they were looking for the keys. They finally find the keys, and they unlock them all and open it up. And then they start exploring it. They don't go in it, but they try to find out if it has a bottom to it. So they drop stuff in it, and nothing light, happens.
Nothing.
And nothing. Okay. So they're not sure what happened, so they close it. And the girl next door, who the older brother has a thing for, ends up getting involved and tells them about this guy that used to live there and all this stuff. And then some weird things start happening to all three of them. The girl starts to see a little girl, and the younger brother is afraid of clowns, and his older brother tries to scare him with a doll, and then the doll starts acting.
No, it turns out he didn't have nothing to do with that. He said, I never thought of that.
No, he put it in his bed.
Did he?
Yeah, he put it in his bed, but he didn't know anything about it after. Moving. Yeah, no.
That part was creepy.
Yeah, that fucking doll was creepy. It looked like a jester.
Yeah.
With really just the creepiest face you ever saw.
And it was creepy.
And then it started moving. And
we were like, no.
Yeah, Justin and I were like, no. No. But all in all, things happened. And, you know, they finally figured out what was going on with The Hole. And they had to fight some things. And I'm not going to give it away because it's actually pretty clever. It's actually pretty clever, yeah. But it was really scary. There were some really scary parts in it.
Yeah, and the reactions were good.
Yeah, and Justin and I were like, we were watching it and we're going, fuck you! No way! I'm not doing that! Close the fucking door!
Right.
Just lock it again and get away from it. But then every time they tried to lock it, it would come open. So, because...
It's clever.
because the whole thing was is it had seen them, so then it was after them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but yeah, no, we really liked it. I was like, and I even said to him while we were watching it, I said, it's gaining pumpkins.
Yeah.
While we're watching it, because our rating system's pumpkins.
It was a lot better than I thought it could have been.
Yeah.
And it was actually really clever. But it does play off like an episode of
Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah, it does. It really does. Especially that fucking
doll.
That fucking clown doll.
It was really clever.
Yes.
And it did scare me because I was like, I didn't expect all this shit. And the poor kid, I felt like I was six again. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a good movie.
Yeah, we really liked it. I recommend it. It's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, it's from 2009.
Yeah, so I would definitely check it out.
Yeah.
And I gave it three and a half.
Three and a half?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was going to go with like four.
Oh, really? Well, go ahead.
Well, what's the highest rating? Five?
Five.
I give it three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a great horror movie.
No, but it was good.
It was very good. And three and a half is
yeah.
You know, watch it. I liked it. Watch it.
Burying the X gets like a three.
I give it a two.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it that much?
No.
Really?
No.
I liked it.
The only thing I really liked was the whole ice cream shop thing. That yeah. was, yeah.
Well, I'd like to own my own Halloween story.
Yeah, thing. I know. That whole thing, that yeah, little thing cool. they had going at the end, I was happy about that. But, yeah, no, I just didn't.
I think it's nice to see Ashley Green not be a vampire.
Yeah. In a bad wig.
Was it a bad wig?
No. No,
oh, in
a
Twilight.
Vampire in a bad wig.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely watched that. I watched, I started our October Halloween viewing, right? I watched Insidious 2 on the 1st.
I watched Curse of Chucky.
You watched Curse of Chucky. And then last night we watched The Hole.
And Avengers.
And the Avengers, yeah, we watched Age of Ultron because it's available on demand right now.
But yeah, there's more stuff. Coming.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna watch. Both of us are gonna watch at least either together or separately.
Once a day,
we're gonna watch a horror movie a day.
Try
for the 31st till the 31st.
Oh, till we get spooky.
Till we get spooky, yeah. Because then after that, we'll probably get to see movies at spooky anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Lynn Hansen will be there with Chomp.
Yep.
Which we interviewed her back in Shock Pop.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
In February.
So, yeah, Spooky Empire at the end of the month. If you have no Halloween plans, go to that.
Yes. If you do have Halloween plans, change them and go to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come see us. We will party.
Oh, we're going to party.
Oh, we're going to party.
Oh, we're getting fucked up.
Well, you will.
Yeah. Well, you can't. Well, you could, but it doesn't last long.
No,
you're out.
I mean, I could, and then, yeah.
Carrie Harris liked to go out with us last year.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll hang out with you guys. We're like, all right.
Well, Zach Brewer, too. Zach Brewer hanging
yeah.
out with us. And
girl, talking about Tara Reid needs to eat a sandwich.
Yeah. Tara Reid needs to eat a sandwich. do we know if the vote was counted for the third one? Is
no,
she supposed to die or not?
No, we don't know.
Okay.
Talking like it's Survivor. But, yeah.
Oh.
Spooky, yeah.
Oh, people we know have eaten the Halloween
Whopper.
Yeah, no.
It's not good?
Yeah, I'm not. I just from the reports. It tastes like a regular Whopper, except
yeah.
with a little bit of A1, like Worcestershire sauce flavor to it.
Worcestershire.
But the problem is like the dye apparently that they used is making people have gastrointestinal issues. So
the Whopper sucks.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Good gimmick. Do you know they were planning this years ago?
Yeah, I know.
Because every year I see like a fake thing about it, and this
yeah.
year it was real.
Yeah. Well, they did it in Japan. They did it in Japan
that's
first.
Where it came from, yeah.
They did it in Japan first, but in Japan they used charcoal to color it, and they had black cheese and everything. The whole thing was black. It was gross.
This thing is just
yeah. No, this
sorry,
is just a black
I'm
bun.
I'm not really trendy.
Yeah, this is just a black bun. I'm not. You know, I just
don't. I don't do trends as I suck on my Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
You basic bitch.
Basic bitch.
But the other thing about it is like I don't know what they used to dye it. I don't know if they used charcoal or they used squid ink or what they used.
Squid ink.
No, I had when
Squidward.
I went. When I went to Philadelphia once for dinner, we went to Philadelphia to see a show, and we went to this restaurant across the street from the theater, and we had. It was an Italian place, and I got their fettuccine Alfredo, and the noodles were black.
That's weird.
The sauce was white. And the noodles were made with squid ink. That's how they got them to be black. And I don't care what anybody says. Squid ink has a taste to it. I'm sorry, but it does.
Yeah.
And I did not enjoy it. So, I'm not in the mood for the Halloween Whopper. It just doesn't appeal to me. I think it's neat that they did it. I'm glad that they did it, but it's not going to be one of my must-haves.
So, real quick, it's not Cadaver, but it's
Cavaver.
Cavaver?
Cavaver.
Cavaver, man, which is a great band we just played earlier. They have a bunch of albums out. James Dean's Dead Again. It's awesome. Which we played the song earlier, She's a Werewolf, which I love. They just shared Not For Air Radio, because I did the horror show the other day. It says, a cool web radio show, tons of horror punk tunes, and bad words.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's that in a nutshell. Normally, it's not so much horror punk. That's this show. But
yeah,
it's October, so zero fucks were given that day. But, yeah, Spooky's coming up. Matthew Lillard was just added.
Yes. We're very excited.
Cool. Yeah, he seems like, 13 Ghosts.
Yeah, and Scream.
Scream, SLC Punk.
Yeah.
So he'll be there with Skeet Ulrich and Niv Campbell.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They'll probably do a package thing for them, though, so it's probably going to be expensive as shit.
Well, I don't want all three of them anyway.
No, I don't either.
I'll walk by and say, hey.
Yeah.
Bunch of other people.
I'd like to get a picture with him.
That'd be
but
cool.
I'm not paying a lot of money to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Who else we got going to be there? Oh, a lot of people are going to be there. Of course, like I said, Lynn Hansen's going to be there with her movie Chomp, which is good. Authors galore.
Yeah. A lot of people.
A lot of people we hung out with last year, so we'll be hanging out with them again.
And there'll be some new people, new faces. Yep.
Well, it's cool. This is a whole new hotel.
Yeah.
So this is going to be different.
Uh-huh.
So.
Plus, we're doing some different panels and things like that. There's some different things going on.
Yep.
So it's very exciting. What we're planning.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I know you are.
It'll be good to meet people and you know, what little fans we might have out there. That's not in England.
Yep.
Although we love Sandy and Venus and everybody, 13 Shots. Everybody over in England and Ireland.
Right.
They love us.
Right.
But yeah, it's pumpkin season.
It is pumpkin season.
I'm like uber stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that time of year. Everything's starting to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good with that because Halloween.
Yeah.
So, and it'll be good. PomCon's done. So I had fun there, but that's over. So now we're moving on to Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
PomCon was good. Enigma Haunt is the haunt that's down south in Boca. That has an upstairs and downstairs haunt.
Mm.
That's different. So the interview will be up soon. That's cool. Friday night's coming up. So people are getting in the spirit now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm totally excited.
We are getting into the garage this weekend to get the rest of the decorations out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to play one more song and we're out of here.
Okay.
So that's it. We're done. Be weird. Stay spooky. Read books. Read more books. Read our books. I don't have a book. Nicole has books.
Yeah, I have books.
You have books. You have more books than I do.
Come to Spooky and get one for $15 and I'll sign it.
Free?
No.
No?
No.
No? I don't know why I thought that's what that
I don't was. Charge you for signing them, but I charge you for the book because it costs me money first.
Well, obviously. Plus, you can't give away stuff like books and stuff.
No.
I mean, you could, but why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to find a good song here. Let's see. What should I play?
Certain people want you to just give them your books.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And, maybe they'll put you on.
You know what? I'm going to play some fucking... Since I said Cadaver, I'm going to play Cadaver Club.
Maybe they'll put you on their 30-minute AM show.
It's better than this fucking... It's better than this hour-long...
Public radio that they do once a month.
Hey, this is... It's still better than this internet radio nonsense we do.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Bye.
Bye. Catch Nosferatu.
Underground Radio.